You're my pleasure, Larry. Anytime.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. Larry Richard, along with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, just spoke with KDKTV's Barry Pintar, who was in Altoona yesterday after the arrest, and mentioned something I thought was of interest, certainly in Altoona.
Yes, this was a conversation that Barry's ran on with this, by the way, that I had with a friend yesterday. The question is about the $10,000 and $50,000 rewards for looking for and then finding this guy. Well, here's the deal. The $10,000 from the NYPD apparently is for an arrest. So it appears that the people in Altoona, probably the employee and then the person who actually told the employee about Mangione, they may be splitting that. I don't know. The $50,000 from the FBI is for an arrest and conviction. So there's a hang time on that reward.
But it also seems fairly likely. So $60,000 may be going to...
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, how do they split that up? I don't know.
Just an interesting sidebar.
Will they split it up, or will it all go to the person who identified him and then the McDonald's worker as a shutout? I don't think so.
We'll see.
I'm sure they'll probably be willing to share with each other.
Thank you, Paul. And joining us via video on the radio, and you can see our live stream at kdkradio.com, Gene Walker, who is a Pittsburgh Public School Board member, District 9. Gene, I can see you. Good morning.
Hey, Larry. How are you this morning?
Doing well. We invited you because, obviously, a lot of interest in what goes on at Pittsburgh Public Schools dealing with a deficit that you're well aware. So how short is the budget for the next year?
Yeah, we're looking at about $28 million is the projected deficit for the upcoming 2025.
Now, we know there's been a proposal to close schools, but that's not going to happen next school year no matter what. They're still going through the process of hearing from people, but obviously there's an economic crunch that needs to be addressed. So what was the outcome of the gathering last night?
Yeah, so last night was really, it was our public hearing. It was a chance for the public to come out and talk to us about their thoughts and concerns about the upcoming budget. It's a really important part of what we do as a school board, listening to the community so they can tell us what they want from their education. Now it's our job to go back and really kind of look through each line of the budget and make sure that it fits with our values and our goals.
So overall, what has been the reaction to the proposed school closings?
You know, it's mixed, but like a lot of things here in Pittsburgh, we value the things that we currently have. And when someone says that we need to change or move something around, people have a negative reaction to that. So we're working really hard as a district to make sure that parents understand what we're trying to offer them and their students going forward, even if it means having a building that's different than what you're used to.
We're with Gene Walker, Pittsburgh Public School Board member, District 9. So, Gene, as you know, test scores and all those things, there's been a lot of pressure to do better with Pittsburgh Public Schools, the largest school district. But there has been some encouraging news as of late. Talking to my colleague, Marty Griffin, he said there has been progress made. What is that progress?
Yeah, so we're seeing some increases in reading, certainly some increases in 12th grade graduation rates, which is really good. Yesterday, the superintendent announced a slight increase in enrollment, which is showing a stabilization of our enrollment, which is a good thing.
And is so, that your cat? You know,
it's my dog. He's up early playing with a toy. And so, you know, there are some really good things happening, and we're hoping to capitalize on some of that and then continue that long into the future.
So from a practical standpoint, what is the next move in the school closure conversation, that part of it, which obviously plays into the budget in a very important factor?
Yeah, so the next move is the superintendent and his team have been working on a feasibility study. So they take the plan that we've been presented with, and they're going to let us know what makes sense, what doesn't, what can work and when, and give us a timeline. The board expects to have that sometime in January with a public presentation sometime in February. After that, then the board will have discussions on if and when to hold a vote to approve the plan to move forward.
And Gene, for you, outside of the obvious budget shortfall, what is the most pressing and passionate thing that you would like to address for Pittsburgh Public Schools?
You know, I think the most important thing is always going to be the outcomes of our students, ensuring that we're able to provide the high quality education that they deserve so that they can flourish and grow and turn into the adults that they want to be when they grow up. So our focus, even though the money is a big topic, our big focus is how do we increase and maintain great student outcomes so that people want to send their kids to Pittsburgh Public Schools and that we have a school district that can stand the test of time.
Gene, speaking of money, there has been a push to do a better job, and not just, I'm not talking just about Pittsburgh Public Schools, I'm saying across the board, to do a better job of educating our young people about money. The whole theory of money, how to deal with it, how to make it, how to protect it, how to utilize it. Have you heard this?
I have, and we actually, like in Pittsburgh Public Schools, have implemented financial education as part of the graduation requirements for kids. Because I don't know when you graduated, Larry, but we didn't talk about money in the mid-90s when I came out of Pittsburgh Public, and I made a ton of mistakes and had to learn on the fly, and so we're trying to remedy some of that.
No, Gene, it's not just you or PPS. It's across the board, as I said. You know, my dad used to say, why don't they teach young people about money, just the practical parts of that? And it seems like finally, after all these years, it is catching on. I'm glad to hear that you are doing something about that. I think it's so important, especially since money is theoretical. You know, people just have a card, or now they don't even need a card to spend it. It's how to manage it is the most important part. So I think that's great, Gene.
Absolutely. I agree, Larry.
All right. Appreciate your time this morning. What's your dog's name?
That was Bo. That's the puppy. He's about a year and a half boxer mix.
Nice.
And then I got an old girl, 13-year-old pit bull, sleeping on the couch. So she don't make much money.
She's chilling. All right, Gene, appreciate your time. Thank you. Let's stay in touch.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
You got it. Gene Walker, Pittsburgh Public School Board member representing his District 9 on the Big K Morning Show.